So first be tarogoing, your total energy should be involved in the search, then comes frustration. At that moment the master says, now you have done enough search, now drop all searching, just sit silently. And you can sit silently only if you have been running too long and you are tired, your mind is tired. And when the master says, now sit down silently, doing nothing, the spring comes and the grass grows by itself. No desire, no demand. There is no contradiction. This is the whole process. The half process is to bring your whole energy into the search. And the second part is to make you sit down and drop the whole search. And suddenly it is there. Because it is your innermost core. No search is needed. But without this thoroughgoing search, you could not have been able to sit down silently. To make you sit down silently, you have to be made run for miles only when you are utterly tired and frustrated that you can drop even the idea of finding enlightenment. Then you are utterly silent. You have forgotten about property, money, possessions, power, prestige long before, because you staked everything for enlightenment. Now only thing to be dropped that you have is the desire for enlightenment. That is the last desire to be dropped. But first it has to be created. This is the trouble that is creating confusion in you. If you don't desire, how you are going to drop it? You have to desire so totally that you can drop it totally too. Your question is significant, Deepamo. But remember, there is no contradiction. Both are essential parts of a single process. But first start with thoroughgoing search. Don't from the very beginning think that if it has to be dropped, why not drop it from the very beginning? You cannot. First you have to have it. Then why at all desire from the very beginning? But you will be desiring other things. The problem is first to give you a great desire for enlightenment. So all other desires become combined into a single one-pointed goal. And then when you get frustrated, because you are bound to get frustrated, nobody can find enlightenment by thoroughgoing search, but by thoroughgoing search one finds frustration. So utter frustrated that one becomes silent, one wants just to rest, not to do anything. Even if enlightenment knocks on the door, one is not interested. One has no energy to open the door even. In that moment, your inner flame, for the first time, is seen. And this seeing of the light inside you is the ultimate experience. It is the most beautiful and the most glorious, the greatest splendor there is. Enlightenment as such is already there. You are a Buddha, but you are not aware of it. How to make you aware of it? down the ages, this has been the way. And I don't see there is any other possibility. You will become aware of it only in utter silence. But the utter silence, a state of no mind, a pure space, needs exhausting all your desires so it is a device. Gather all your desires, make your life one-pointed towards enlightenment, and I assure you, you will not find it. But without this, nobody has found it either. One day when you get frustrated and you say, hell with enlightenment, that is the day the miracle is going to happen. It happens always only in that moment.
Okay, Manish. Yes, Bhagwan.